Good morning, Peter. Let's talk about JetBlue news today. Are other airlines going to start cutting back this summer?
They already have. We've seen Southwest cut back about 10% of their schedule. United for May and June, we're talking 20,000 flights. Delta's starting to do it as well. It's this bizarre inverse relationship where demand is growing, but the airlines can't handle it because they don't have enough staff. Southwest Airlines alone is short about 8,000 people, and we're now seeing bonuses being paid to flight attendants who agree to actually show up for work. How about that?
That's unbelievable. I was listening to your show on the station here last Saturday, and you're talking about the cruise business and how it is booming for next year. And you also mentioned a couple of very interesting things about how to get your money back if your cruise gets canceled. And then you talked about some little-known rule involving credit card purchases, too. Fill us in on all that, would you?
Well, we all saw this happen during the pandemic, and many of your listeners probably were affected by it. The inability for people, whether it was an airline, a hotel, or a cruise line, or a tour operator, to get your money back in the event that something was canceled, especially when it was not due to your own fault. Now, when you buy something on a credit card, whether it's a washer and dryer, a TV set, or a trip, you know, under the Federal Credit Act, you are protected if you don't get that good or service within 60 days of when you purchased it. The problem with travel is that so many times they want you to pay up front more than 5 or 6 months ahead. And therein lies the problem. Because when we had the problem with the pandemic, many cruise lines, as an example, said, you know what, we'll just give you a voucher for a future cruise, or we'll roll it over and give you a 25% discount on another future cruise. And people were like, okay, to do that. The minute they did that, they were outside the window of getting their money back should the cruise line fail or they couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little known regulation. That's what we were talking about on the show last week. It's a credit card regulation, not a federal regulation, and it's called Regulation Z. And most credit card companies, we're talking Visa, MasterCard, American Express, they follow it internally. It doesn't mean they're going to volunteer it to you, which is why I volunteered it. And what Regulation Z says, if you find out you're not getting the good or service within 540 days of your original contract, you can get your money back through the credit card company. It's not part of the federal law. Now, there's a problem with that, though, because every time the cruise launch extended your cruise and moved the dates back, many people ended up outside even the 540-day period. But as long as you know the rule now, you can actually, you know, purchase with more confidence.
I think you're talking about these world cruises that are very, very expensive, and somebody put them on sale recently, and didn't they sell out in like a half hour?
Yeah, this is a great, you know, it's the highest ticket price item you can get on a cruise. The name of the company was Oceania, and they put up not their 2023 world cruise, they put up their 2024 world cruise because the 2023 world cruise is already sold out.
Hmm.
Well, the minimum ticket price, fasten your seatbelt, for their 2024 cruise per person per cabin, minimum, is $47,000. it goes all the way up to $190,000, and that cruise sold out in 30 minutes. Hmm. Wow.
Are people going to feel safe on a cruise these days?
I do, and I'll tell you why. You remember the no-sail order from the CDC. It grounded all the cruise lines for a long period of time, and it forced them to comply with about 75 different protocols that had to be done before they'd be allowed to cruise again. And that included everything from new ventilation systems to room design to shore excursion protocols to dining design and meal service design and social distancing. Of course, new medical facilities and quarantining areas and basically able to quarantine people and isolate them and trace them. They did all that. And now if you take a look at the actual incidence of COVID on cruise ships, it's really minor. First of all, you can't get on unless you're vaccinated. The crew has to be vaccinated. The officers have to be vaccinated. And the most number of cases we've seen in recent months was 48 cases on a Royal Caribbean ship where they were carrying 4,300 passengers. That's a caseload of 1.5%. If you had a 1.5% caseload in Chicago, you'd have a party. And of the people who had that, of the 48 cases, they had already been vaccinated. So these are breakthrough cases where they were either asymptomatic or mild symptoms. They were basically quarantined for about 3 days. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody died. I'm ready to roll the dice on that.
And I'll go if you go with me. Keep everybody away from me. It's Peter Greenberg. Really fun, informative travel show, Saturday afternoon starting at 3 in the afternoon on WGN. Thank you, Peter.
Anytime, Mr. S.